This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The spectacle that is the Rod Blagojevich political corruption trial is winding down, and much sooner than expected. Closing arguments are scheduled to begin tomorrow. The former Illinois governor is charged with, among other things, fraud, bribery, racketeering, and conspiracy. This past week, the defense rested its case without calling a single witness, not even the former governor himself, despite Blagojevich's repeated promises that he would testify. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
If he said it once, he must have said it 1,000 times. Ever since he was arrested and marched from his home in handcuffs, Rod Blagojevich has been proclaiming his innocence to anyone who will listen and vowing to testify in his own defense, most recently to a throng of reporters in the lobby of the Dirksen Federal Courts Building downtown Chicago when the prosecution rested its case.
Now the process to prove my innocence begins, and I will prove my innocence, and I will testify. Thank you.
But when it came time for the defense to present its case this past week, Blagojevich reversed course, announcing first in court and then outside that after discussing it with his lawyers, he would not testify after all.
The government, in their case, proved my innocence. They proved I did nothing illegal and that there was nothing further for us to add, and that he believed it was prudent to rest the case. And when you rest the case, that means you can't take the stand and testify.
And as he turned to leave the courthouse Wednesday, he added this.
I've learned a lot of lessons from this whole experience, and perhaps maybe the biggest lesson I've learned is that I talk too much. Thank you.
And that, it turns out, was likely his attorney's biggest concern, that by testifying, Blagojevich would open himself up to a brutal cross-examination, and his penchant for talking too much would do him a lot more harm than good.
I was a little surprised that he wasn't going to testify, but then I wasn't.
Darren Mullins, who works at a Starbucks on Michigan Avenue downtown Chicago, says by clamming up, Blagojevich is making the right move.
It would have been the classic movie moment where he kind of guards himself, and then all of a sudden he just can't hold his tongue anymore, and he buries himself with his own shovel of a tongue.
I would have liked to see him testify because he talks so much. Why now? The quietness. Why?
That's Chicagoan Victoria De Leon, who works in advertising and thinks his silence suggests guilt. But many legal experts agree that Blagojevich is probably giving himself the best chance to win his case by not taking the stand, and that testifying was much too risky. Though some say refusing to testify after saying so often that he would also doesn't look good to the jury. Leonard Cavese, professor at DePaul University's College of Law, says Blagojevich's trial now moves to the critical closing arguments.
I think the closing arguments in this case are going to be more important than they usually are, because it's obviously a very high profile, very political, and also a very difficult case for the jury.
Cavese says prosecutors will need to carefully go through each count in the indictment and recap in detail how they believe Blagojevich broke the law. And to help prove their case, they will need to replay some key parts of Blagojevich's conversations that were secretly recorded by the FBI. The defense, Cavese says, will have to try to convince jurors that what they hear on those tapes is just talk, nothing more than Blagojevich bravado, and does not amount to breaking the law. Many here seem relieved to see this high-profile corruption trial now wind down so much sooner than expected. Shoshana Friedman of Chicago calls what she's seen so far a circus act.
And it's not just been here. It's, you know, he's taken it to the national stage, too, and I think it's embarrassing, and it just kind of needs to end.
But just as the Blagojevich trial nears the end of its run, Chicago's famed Second City comedy troupe is reopening its musical spoof of the ex-governor. It's called Rod Blagojevich Superstar. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.